We are back. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, Cleveland Browns Daily, 5 days away from the 2013 season kickoff for the Cleveland Browns.
Five times.
That's right. Like Booker T, five times. We are 5 days away. I'm excited. You only need one hand to count it. That means football is near. Still to come on this show, Gerard Cherry will join us. We will make our division winner predictions, wild card, the whole playoff picture. Vic and I will go around the NFL. But clearly, one of the things that is on everybody's mind right now is the cuts and the changeover of the Browns roster. And who better to talk to about that than one of the members of the Cleveland Browns himself? Trent Richardson was asked if he was surprised with the cuts that were made.
Yeah, you know, it kind of hit me in the face. Like, man, I can't, you know, believe these guys are, you know, gone. Or, you know, these guys are not in the room with me right now. You know, these guys that I came in with, or, you know, I came here and they was already here. You know, guys that taught me. You know, when I got here, and Chiefs taught me the playbook. So, but it's different. So, and, you know, at the end of the day, it's a business. And, you know, I hope the best for both of all them guys. I know if they're here or not, I know these guys are going to be very successful.
And Trent also talked about if he's concerned about the depth at his position, running back.
Drafted or not, we're going to be prepared. It don't really matter. John Settle, Coach Settle, he does a real good job with us in the room, keeping us, you know, with film study, preparation for the game. Far as being physical and mental ready, he's always on top of everything. So I know Chug got a game plan for everybody. Coach Turner, he's doing his job. And so we just got to get our timing down and make sure that we in good shape.
Okay, so the second-year pro sounding like a pro with
absolutely
that, right? Saying,
yes,
hey, this is what you have to deal with. The hand is there, so deal with it. And I get the feeling, too, that, yeah, the reality of the game is all of a sudden you look up and people are gone. Lockers are emptied of the previous people. There are new nameplates. Can you imagine if we did a Hard Knock show on this particular team, what this last episode would have been like?
It would have been fascinating.
Woo!
The Turk would have been the star.
Yeah, it really would have been. I mean, I think it would have made for as dramatic TV as you could get. I mean, we can only imagine, because we weren't in on these conversations, but how this all kind of came down.
I was going to say, that would be the most interesting part, to see those, to be a fly on the wall, and those decisions, those conversations that were happening between Joe Banner and Mike Lombardi and Rob Chudzinski and Jimmy Haslam and, of course, Alex Shiner, you know, everybody in the whole personnel department, Ray Farmer, those decisions about, hey, we're going to do some turnover here. This is what we're thinking. Let's see what happens. So very interesting. And, you know, one of the points we made earlier about this turnover was that it really isn't going to impact what you see on the field on offense or defense. It's really for the future. And also, but you said rightly so, it's going to be at special teams. And our guy at P. Myers Golf says the new roster only has three players different in the ones and twos on the depth chart. That's a running back, inside linebacker, and center. So what's the deal? You know, no big deal here.
It's
the bottom.
It's the bottom half of the roster, and you got to keep that in perspective. And until it shows itself in a way that there's a disaster on a kick return or something else, that's when you're going to say, well, this is the price you pay for this. There are going to be some problems. There are going to be some pains of youth that show up with this.
Growing
it
pains,
does happen,
if you will.
But Trent Richardson, I'll say this. I think there's a big part of him that understands right now that he's a different guy going into this season, that he is going to be that every down, every play player, the one that he wanted to be last year and
yes,
wasn't for reasons of health or whatever. I think he's turned himself around in a big way physically because he dropped those 10 pounds or so. So I think he's more professional in how he conducts himself, what he chooses to eat, put into his body, but also the work that he puts into his position. And you ask veteran teammates, the Joe Thomases and others, around Chris Obanaya on this football team, about their observations of Trent Richardson, and what you get back from them is they see a different guy.
Absolutely, and he has an opportunity in this offense to do what guys like LaDainian Tomlinson have done before him. So this is an opportunity for Trent Richardson to really put himself on the map as a big-time stud, and I think he certainly will live up to that hype. If he stays healthy, Trent Richardson is a guy who is going to have, in my opinion, close to 2,000 total yards, double-digit touchdowns, and be a force both in real and fantasy football for those you want to draft the Browns. By the way, I had a draft last night. Trent Richardson, first-round pick for me. I love it. Let's go,
nice.
T-Rich. There we go. So
yeah,
here we go, Brownies.
I advised a family relative who was doing his draft on Sunday to go. He made Colin Kaepernick his first pick. Trent was his second pick overall. So.
You got some fun people to root for there. Yep. You got some fun people to root for. When we come back, Gerard Cherry will join us on the phone. NZVC CBD, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.